This faceted and fractured sculpture was done in 1909 when Picasso and his colleagues were developing Cubism. With this revolutionary style, artists worked to reveal the essence of objects by showing them from multiple viewpoints at the same time. In Cubist paintings, the flatness of the canvas is emphasized. The artist does this by destroying the illusion of space and volume, breaking three-dimensional objects into multiple planes. The planes are arranged so that we can actually see them rather than just infer their existence. Sculpture, though, by its very nature, is already three-dimensional. Translating the Cubist approach to sculpture was an enormous challenge even for Picasso, as this early Cubist work shows. The distorted features, intersecting planes, and warped shapes of Fernande Olivier, Picasso's mistress during the early years of the century, creates the tension, contrast, and energy that is very much in line with the goals of Cubism.